Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this program. It is our interview segment of our spiritual breakfast. The date today is the 21st of Dhul Qadah, 1445. Remember, Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwarah, and Al-Aqsa. There it is all the 22nd of Dhul Qadah, 1445. 22nd of Dhul Qadah, 1445. Gregorian calendar, 30th of May, 2024, that you know. Let's welcome our guest. You know, Thursdays is the Thursday special. Haji Abu Bakr Rawat. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Hazrat Maulana Zahid Sahib, and the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba. I hope Allah Ta'ala keep you all well in good spirit of Iman and keep you complete shifa'i kamila ajala daima. Amin. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmadu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Amma ba'd. Let us correct our intention that we are listening to the talks of Deen solely and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we with the full hope that Allah will reward us with 1,000 rakats of nafil salah. Amin.
Amin. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Haji Sahib, when you just came now, we asked what we are going to discuss, and you mentioned Munkar and Nakir. So, got us a bit scared now. So, let's also the listeners benefit, inshallah. We have to be reminded.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmadu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The Munkir and Nakir we have to all face when we pass away and on our shoulders that are there writing our good deeds and evil deeds. This is a lesson for us to learn every day and at night to take stock that how much good have I did for the day and how much evil did I do, and to remember death excessively. Many years ago, a Jamaat from Sri Lanka came to visit. There were 5 bankers that were in that Jamaat. So they asked me, sir, can we spend some time with you? I said, no, sure, come in. And they sat and spoke. So they gave me Kal Guzari. That's a report back on the progress they did in Sri Lanka. They said they were all working for commercial banks, and Allah gave them tawfiq. They started their own profit and loss banks. But the first thing that they did, they started the work of Nahi Anil Munkar. That in the area, the masjid was open 24 hours. Every hour, there were people making ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they had a jamaat to visit the sick and a jamaat to fulfill the needs of the people. So if a person didn't come for 2 salah, immediately the jamaat went out to find out what happened to him. If he was sick, a doctor would be dispatched from the masjid with medication to go and see to the musalli. And the people in the area that were poor reported at the masjid. They needed food, their hampers, all that was organized. They needed financial help was done from the masjid. And like that, they kept the masjid about 24 hours. He said at tahajjud time, the masjid used to be full. And at night, they were between 15 and 20 people making ibadat the whole night. There was rotation. Some spent 2 hours, some 3 hours. But this is the way they kept the masjid abad. He said, in the barakat of that, they started the bank. And alhamdulillah, see, the first year they ran, non-Muslims even invested. And over the years, they closed 5 commercial banks. And they made it a profit and loss. End of the year, when the financial year ends, they call the investors. They said, look, we made so much profit. What do we do? They said, no, reinvest it. Whoever wanted their profits took that and they reinvested. And with that barakat of, so then the elders from Rai Wing came and they said, we need 100 jamaats from this area. So they told us, Hazrat Ji, please give us chance. Within 5 years, inshallah, this is our target. So the first year they started with 10 jamaats going out. The following year was 20. By the end of the 5th year, 100 jamaats used to go out a year every year. He said, Alhamdulillah, we maintained that 100 Jamaat. He said, because of the barakah of Nahi Anil Munkar and doing good work and saving evil, the areas wherever there were populations of 3,000, 4,000, those whole areas accepted Islam, seeing the role model of this area. And this how Islam spread in Sri Lanka. And he said, Alhamdulillah, today about 80% that time when we met of Sri Lanka, the area that they were, accepted Islam. So how Allah Ta'ala works in mysterious ways, that we see this Gaza war also, how many thousands of people are accepting Islam, non-Muslims, and they're becoming better Muslims, and as they keep on learning and questioning and answering. And yesterday we had our election in our country. This is to show to us that Allah, whatever the amals of the Muslims are, this is the condition how Allah Ta'ala runs the country. If our amals and sins are unkiris, Allah will put a tyrant ruler over us. Worrying about the election results, going all day, spending there, interviewing this one, that one is not of help. Amal is going to help us. The more we turn to Allah, the more Allah is going to help us. And this is the way of a Muslim. I remember I mentioned on the air, our late Ustad, Mawlana Suleiman Bayat Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, used to cry from Asr to Maghrib. So my father asked him, Mawlana, why are you crying so much? He said, Mawlana, Musabai, my children are not learning. They're not learning their sabak. So my father said to him, Mawlana, if the children are not learning, why are you crying? He said, no, I'm taking stock of myself, but inshallah, I'll give you the results of it. So that time we used to read Shafi Asr Namaz with the Shafi brothers because they were majority. So we used to join them in the Asr Salah. And from 4 o'clock till 7 o'clock, Mawlana cried profusely. So the next Friday, my father asked him, Mawlana, what happened? He said, Alhamdulillah, Monday came, the children knew their sabak. And all of them knew their sabak. And Alhamdulillah, this whole week went like that. So my father asked him, what was the problem? He said, my deficiency with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had the effect on the children. Now imagine today which ustad will cry if the children are not learning. And which leader will cry because of my action, Allah, the ummah is suffering. None of us. So let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repent on behalf of the ummah. Mawlana Olga sent a beautiful dua from Medina Munawara that as the listeners, inshallah, I'll put it on the group. And let us read it and broadcast it and read it on behalf of the ummah every day that Allah Ta'ala forgive. Inshallah, Allah will unite the ummah and bring us back onto the path of Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Standing and going to the election centers and broadcasting this party won, this party, is not going to help us. We are committing more sin. And by committing more sin, we're getting the anger of Allah. Now look at this amazing thing. On the groups, everybody was saying, when the election ends, load shedding is starting.
It didn't even end.
Didn't even end. And at 11 o'clock, there was a problem at the Orlando and Forsberg substation. Now we make duas like that. And when duas are accepted, then we complain. In the first place, why did we have to make dua that load shedding is going to start? That's how brilliant we are. We make a dua, Allah accept our dua, then we complain. You should see the reports this morning on the WhatsApp group. See, we told you. But you don't realize you made the dua. The load shedding is going to start. And Allah proved it to you. Know, the election didn't even end. After 2 hours, it was this problem came. So always make good dua. That Allah Ta'ala give us good conditions, give us good leaders.
Yeah, in lands also. I'm not sure about this extension and other extensions, but 7 and I think 8 also, there was no lights from
3 to 13.
It was from, it went around 10:30, came back 12:30. So I don't know if it was load shedding or what was it.
But no, there was a problem at the Orlando and Forsberg sub. But this is it. We make dua, whether in jokingly or in jest, but this is what Allah Ta'ala does. So refrain from that. Always make good dua. Allah Ta'ala will make good things happen. Then our actions, it's very important. that we keep on taking stock of ourselves and making dua. I report back on our visit to the rehab where we met the brothers that are on drugs. And alhamdulillah, we thought one brother, that's Allahu Zikr. So last week he reported back to us. He said, I take the highest drug, that is heroin. He said, the effects of it, when I started this Allahu breathing, he said, alhamdulillah, it overpowers that of the heroin. He said, the amount of joy and ecstasy that I get from this zikr, I can't describe to you. Last night I met one ustad from Pakistan that I met at one friend's place. So I taught him also this Allahu zikr. So he told me, Haji Sahab, I can't explain to you the amount of dreams I had of my ustads, of my sheikh, and the spirituality part of it. So I asked him, how long do you do it? He said, I do it between 5 and 10 minutes in the morning and at night before I go and sleep. But you see, I can't explain to you how much of benefit I'm getting from this Allahu zikr. This is what we need, because the evils are so much. Jealousy has overcome, is the order of the day. People don't want to see us happy. That's when they start. And the worst of all this black magic is the Maputo one. It is the worst. I spoke to so many Amils. They said the ones from Maputo, because they use live from animals and from human beings, their livers and that, and they mix it into powders. It has a great, great effect. We must make everyday dua, read our ayatul kursis, four kuls, blow on ourselves. And this Allahu, inshallah, because of the barakat of it, Allah will remove from our inside, from our body, remove the evils and take it out. So our protection, and we must be always on guard, 24/7. Because the jealousy and the evil eye, and they're always waiting for your pictures on the phones. This is very, very dangerous. I've been saying it in the past also, I'll repeat for reminder for myself and for the listeners, that the minute you put pictures on the phone, you're playing right into their hands. They take this Vubi doll, they put your picture wherever they want to afflict you. One day it's back, one day it's stomach, one day it's legs. Then you complain that I'm suffering so much. But we pray right into the hands. Today we go out for functions. First thing, take a photo, put it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Then we follow this blocker, what she does, where she goes, where she visits. All the time there are pictures taking place and the photos on the Instagram, Twitter. Please, listeners, avoid this. Make istighfar, make tawbah. Photography is haram. It is going to cause us a lot of difficulty and harm, and protect ourselves, our families, our children. Today is the famous one. Our grandchildren are born. Take a photo. Put it on Facebook, Twitter. This is causing us a lot of harm, because we're in this field of work. Every day we hear these cases and people are telling us. But alhamdulillah, when they start changing and making tawbah from what they did, immediately they start deleting their pictures and photos. On Facebook, it's become the order of the day. Everybody is advertising. The whatever Allah Ta'ala has blessed them with, their homes, they're advertising. This is not the way a Muslim lives. Everything you keep to yourself, it's between you and your Creator. This ni'mah that Allah has given you is a blessing. And appreciate it. And if you don't appreciate it, Allah takes this ni'mah away. Today, a lot of people are complaining there's no barakah in our homes. We don't have enough money to buy food. Because of all these agunas that we are doing, the barakah Allah is taking away from our homes. And it's not stories that we are telling you, it's realities of life. That this is happening, and the children are so much on drugs and taking drink, and now it's even gone to drinking. Just last night, one mother phoned. She said, Haji Sahab, please make dua for my son. His name is Muhammad. So I spoke to him. She had it on speaker. So I said, Muhammad, what did you do last week? He said, no, I just went out. I met a few friends and I took a few sips of drink, and he smashed the car. So I said, you see what action you did? You made Allah Ta'ala angry. And what was the result? That you smashed the car. And he felt nothing about it. So these are the things the parents are going through. That's why we announce it on air. It's not to belittle somebody, but it's to remind the ummah that these are the vices that are carrying on, that we improve ourselves, we take protection. Look, whatever we do, we try and do it to our best abilities. If it goes out of hand, it's not in our control. Whatever Allah wishes after that is going to happen, but at least let us try. Wake them up for Fajr, see that they read their Fajr namaz, the beginning of the day, read Surah Yasin, read Salat al-Salam. All these little action, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will protect us. Make dua special for Palestine, that Allah liberate them. Ameen. And give them freedom. They're going through a lot of difficulties, but we don't give up hope. A Muslim never gives up hope on the mercies of Allah. We knock the door every day. Inshallah, one day Allah will open the doors. And Allah is sending unseen help. There are so many reports that these people say we saw ghosts. And they just appear and disappear. They shoot and they disappear. And this is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala accepts the du'as of the oppressed. But we have to continue and stop angering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by continuously committing sin. If we commit a sin, immediately turn to repentance. Read the kalima, la ilaha illallah, give out sadaqah. These are all small actions that will protect us and save us from the evil, the major sins that we commit. Inshallah, Allah first give me the speaker, the tawfiq, to practice on what has been said, and give all of you, the ummah, also the benefit of it. And I met a friend of mine in the week who was telling me that his stomach was quite big and he took pineapple peels and he added 1 liter of water and he boiled that peels and he used to drink morning, afternoon and evening a quarter glass. He said, Alhamdulillah, in 1 month his stomach came completely flat. So Allah Ta'ala has left a lot of blessings in the fruits also. And Alhamdulillah, we started that home remedies. Inshallah, I'll put this recipe also on there. And the other 1-2 recipes, inshallah, so we benefit from that.
Inshallah.
So Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us and grant you all kamil shifa. Inshallah. We've got a few minutes left. Inshallah, we'll make dua.
Haji Saab, just one question. Yeah. We'll say Hakim Saab now. So it's a subject is explicit what we're going to ask about. Women folk are complaining, not complaining, but they're asking for a solution that we can't go out due to the Quran verse, we can't go to the gym, we can't go, and they're happy with it. It's not that they said with it or rejecting it. وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنْ, they're happy with it. But the question is, how do they lose weight now? What can they do from the home to lose weight? And what can they eat? What can they drink? What does Haji Saab advise?
We had this one, this pineapple. We can start with that. Then I think last year sometime I mentioned the grapefruit one, which was also very effective. The apple cider vinegar also. Inshallah, I got this Hakim book. I'll put a few on the group as well. They can start drinking that. Inshallah, it will help them a lot. But don't go for this injection. That from 1,000 rand, it's gone to 2,000 rand. You can't get. Some patients were telling me, a diabetic, say, we're looking for this injection, we can't get. Because the people, it's flooded the market. People are buying it for low weight loss. But they're not worrying about the side effects of it.
It's the same with the youth. They want to get these big muscles in the shortest amount of time. But then later in life, you suffer. And they take all the steroids. And so one is to get big and then afterwards you're left with phleb. And the other is like this, you want to lose the weight. So you, all the shortcuts, eventually we'll have to pay for it. And health is something we don't play with.
Inshallah. Allah grant shifa, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Inshallah, so, we'll put it on the group. So you can try it. Just alternate it. Don't drink now one way pineapple, just alternate it with the next. I'll put 3 recipes on, inshallah. So you can do alternate that. So every third day you'll be taking that. Inshallah, Allah make it easy for all to lose their, they say, baby fat.
they need to make it a cute terminology so it Sounds nice.
Inshallah, got a few minutes left. Let's make dua. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Allahumma innaka afuwwun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. ربنا اتم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا انك على كل شيء قدير. والله فقيف ذا أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. والله have mercy on the أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. والله wherever the أمة are being oppressed, grant them victory, Allah. Especially Palestine, Kashmir, Afghanistan. Wherever the أمة are in difficulty, Allah. Help them and assist them and send unseen help, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know our needs better than what we know ourselves. The listeners, whoever have difficulties, whether financial, children difficulties, you help them, Ya Allah, and accept all their du'as, Ya Allah, through the barakat of all the durood recited by Allah and the Malaika, and through the barakat of the zikr of the Malaika, accept our du'as, Ya Allah. And the people are going for Hajj, Ya Allah. Accept their Hajj. Make it Mabrur, Mabrur. Allah, and let them reform their lives and come as better Muslims, Ya Allah. Forgive every sin of theirs. Replace every sin of theirs with a virtue. And for the Ummah as well, Ya Allah. Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minu nabiyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adaka minu nabiyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Wa alhamdulillahi rabbil
alameen. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.